This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Chris sat down earlier with manager Rocco Baldelli. Their conversation brought to you by UCARE.
All right, thank you very much, Gino. Joined by Rocco Baldelli. Homestand continues here for the Twins. Got off to a great start last night with a convincing 5-0 win over Colorado. Let's just jump right into it with the pitching today. We'll start with your guy, Louie time. Louie Varland is back. Have you had a chance to talk with him, or is this one where you just business as usual and he's ready to roll?
I did. He popped in a little while ago. He's just Lou. Like, he's got his own personality. He rolled in with his baseball bag like he was going to like an American Legion game. He came in with a big smile. He said hi. He was sporting his big dog polo shirt, which I think is like his, I don't know, company he's connected with, and he wears them all the time. He looked like he was ready to pitch. So yeah, he's going to have the ball tonight. It's good to see him back here. I know he's been working on a few different things in St. Paul, but it's nice to see him back on the mound.
A lot of talk about, hey, he's throwing more changeups, he's working on this, he's working on that. But at the end of the day, he's back here to win a game tonight. Do you just tell him to steal the line from the baseball and clear the mechanism and just not overthink it and just go out and pitch?
Yeah, his job is just to basically throw what's put down. You know, we don't need him overanalyzing anything that's happening. Lou's got a good arm. He's got good stuff. We want him going right at these hitters. We want him getting ahead. And that's what's going to give him the best shot of executing. As the at-bat goes on, for the most part, he's going to trust his catcher. He's going to go out there and just and throw the ball the way he knows how. And sometimes that's getting back to the basics in almost every way is what helps these guys the most.
On the other side is Cal Quantrill, and we've seen him a lot. We've seen him good. He's pitched very well while he was in Cleveland. He has a little bit different twist in his repertoire this year. He's throwing the splitter a lot, which makes a ton of sense, pitching at altitude. The rare guy who goes to Colorado and drops a couple of points off of his ERA. So you know that he's going to be a challenge.
What do you know? Another pitcher who's making big adjustments and is throwing a brand new pitch all the time. You know, it's for the hitters, you know, normally you prepare for guys and you know what's coming. And sometimes you got to prepare for something that you've never seen before from a guy. And Quantrill, he's always pitched well against us. He always goes out and competes. He goes out, he pitches to contact. He never really misses a lot of bats when we faced him, knock on wood. But what he always does, he ends up pitching deep in the game almost every time. So we need to do it a little different this time around. We've seen him enough on the good side. It's time to hit some balls hard.
Weird game last night in that it was one of the first games in a long time where all the guys that started on the bench were still sitting next to you when the game ended.
Never happens. I mean, I always say we make more moves probably than anybody in the league. But on occasion, you're going to look up and you're going to see the same guys in the first inning and the same guys in the ninth inning. And some of it's defensive moves. Some of it's pinch running, obviously, and pinch hitting and things like that. But, you know, our guys played well. We had the right guys out there. And sometimes the right guys are just the guys that started the game.
As long as you're shaking hands at the end. That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to the studio.
Yeah, last night was actually the ninth time this season where the starting nine finished the game for the Twins. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. You heard Rocco there address Cal Quantrill throwing the splitter. Mike Petriello of MLB.com is going to dive into that next here on your home for Twins baseball.